Hey, what's up, everyone? Before we kick off today's show, I just want to give a quick shout out to our new affiliate, HakunaSupply.com. Everything that you need to be for your active stoners out there. You got some lock boxes, stash boxes. They even got lock boxes for your identity, for your fingerprint. So you're the only person that can get into that lockbox. Like that's kind of sweet. They also have some CBD flower, some CBD tea. I like the Sleepy Buddha before I go to sleep. So go and check that out. Also, bowls, wraps, papers, whatever you want, they got it. Use promo code The DL Show to get 10% off. And that is it. We're going to kick off today's show. Let's bring some people in. Let's bring a person in. The other one is missing.
Hey, what's going on, man? Yeah, the other one's Casper right now.
Yep. Jerry just got abducted by aliens. What a way to kick off. Oh, he's back. He's back.
I'll be back. You're back.
What a way to kick off.
I misplaced my little thing. That quick.
You just had it 2 seconds ago.
I really did.
How you guys doing today? How you guys doing?
Chilling. What's up? How you doing?
Hot.
Man? Yeah. Hot. Jerry's is hot.
Hot. Is it hot over there in Michigan, man?
Fucking hot. And not in Michigan,
man. He up there in a cool, chilly 70. Mm-hmm. Don't even talk to him, Droopy.
I need a hoodie. It's chilly out here.
We down here dying.
Yeah, hey, man. Down here in South Texas, man, it's like 90-some, 100-something, man. And then the humidity on top of that, man.
105 here, bro.
Oh, yeah, I believe it.
We're at a crisp 68 degrees right now. So.
Hey, it must be nice, man.
Yeah. It gets chilly. It doesn't get hot out here. It does not get hot. Like maybe 90s. I hit the 90s a couple times. That's about it.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Go ahead. Do your thing.
But yeah, go ahead. Droopy, tell these people where to find you, as if they don't already know. Man. You've been on here 1,000 times.
Yeah, I've been on here forever, man. Hey, what's up, man? My name's Droopy Ann, man. CEO, TNP, you know what I'm saying? I got an album out right now called Gifted, man. It's doing pretty good right now. Excuse me, my bad. My single Testify right now is on Shady 45.
Yeah,
man. I can go on Shady 45 and request it. Check it out, man. You know what I'm saying? Good shit. And that's pretty much going on right now. That's pretty much what's it. You know what I'm saying?
Shady 4-5. What a drop right there.
Hey, man. It's crazy.
XM Radio.
It's crazy. Yes, yes. I'm officially on Shady 45. I can honestly say that, man. There's a bunch of blogs going on around about it right now and everything, man. It's this beautiful thing right now.
It's proof. Doing it. Do that work, people. Go out there and do your work. Anything can happen.
Facts.
Anything can happen. All right, since Jerry is back, go ahead and tell these people if they, because like they, you've been on here 1,000 times too. So go ahead and tell these people where to find you.
I am Jerry and Blaze. You see it there on the screen, man. And at the Cloud Chronicles podcast too, man. Shout out to TMP, man. Shout out to Dan. Y'all seen it yesterday. For the podcast, you know what I'm saying? Signed with a record label. We doing things. We doing big things. We got a little, you know, we got a deal, man. We got a deal. So we going to do this, man. Watch everybody start signing podcasters now because of Droopy.
Right, yeah. It's the new fad.
It was. Telling you.
The new fad. Everyone's signing podcasters now.
And watch.
Podcasting is the biggest thing now, man. You see it everywhere.
It's out there. Everyone's doing it.
Everybody's doing it, man.
Everyone. But anyways, we are here to talk about something weird. Something strange.
Uh-oh.
We're here to talk about some paranormal stuff. I've never done this before. I've never done a paranormal episode before. And I have a paranormal expert coming on in the next couple of weeks. So I figure, why not? Why not break the ice with a couple of friends?
Yeah, that's what you got to do, man. How'd you get the paranormal expert? Where'd you find him at?
It's he was on Facebook. I've just been chatting him up a few times. We got you. Cool. So, hell yeah. Investigators too. I want to get some investigators on there. I know. Have you ever wanted to like just go outside and investigate, like any? Because around here we have Dice Road, and Dice Road there's a cemetery on there where a witch has been spotted a few times, and there's a broken down like a mini mart that was like dated back to like the 1920s, and that's supposedly haunted, but it's all buried up. And then there's a house. Also on Dice Road, that is called Hell House, and no one wants to go on that property to tear it down.
Are you serious?
Yes, there is a house on Dice Road. Probably it's about 25 to 30 minutes away from me, and it's called Hell House. And I guess you can hear, like, if you drive past it at night, you can see, like, red lights and, like, screaming and stuff. Who knows?
What?
Some satanic going on over there. I don't know if there's rituals going on or if it's just some demonic shit, but that's, yeah.
That is wild, man. Have you seen it, though?
I've never seen it, no. I've never gone down Dice Road at night.
Keep it that way, Dan.
Yes.
Yeah, don't do that, man. Don't go over there. You don't know what the hell's over there, bro.
Yeah, I was just thinking. I'm like, who else has this like inspiration to just go investigate something haunted?
Oh.
Not white people.
White people. It's only white people. It's just me then.
I got a friend out here, man. Down here in Corpus, man. His name is Mike Salazar, man. He does ghost paranormal stuff like that. He goes out and does that type of stuff, man. But now, me personally, no. I'm fuck no.
No. Never.
I mean, what's the check look like?
I don't know.
I mean, if I'm getting paid, you know, yeah, but you asking me to just free will? Nah, man, I'm about to find something safer to do. They ain't even gonna look for me if I come up missing. So nah.
Free will stuff, yeah.
Yeah, man, that is crazy, man.
Yeah, I've never gone to this. I've been in the cemetery a couple times, like during the day, but I've never seen a witch or anything like that. But.
Mm-hmm.
But that'd be spooky shit.
Yeah, that would be spooky. I can only imagine that, man. Especially over there, man, because the environment's over there a lot different. I got a bunch of trees and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, dancing, yeah, fuck that, dude.
The fall is scary at night. If you just go outside.
Up here, there?
It's scary.
Oh, I can believe it, man. Scared. Let me think. I was up in South Dakota, but it was kind of like the end of winter.
Uh-huh.
But, man, I bet it's just like, you got all these birds and shit making rah, rah.
Crows, yeah, we got a bunch of crows around here too.
Yeah,
like a murder of crows. Like, imagine a murder of crows. Yep.
No, this dude I know said he walked outside one time. It was like, you know, 4 or 5 in the morning. Saw like a hundred just black crows.
Yeah, yeah. They supposed up on our power lines.
No,
like
shit.
During the late fall, about to turn winter, they was post up on our power lines and sit there and go rah, rah. Talk to each other. It's like, damn, this is some creepy ass shit.
But nah, that really
we get is used creepy. To it though.
Nah, fuck that.
Yeah, we get used to it.
Dude, what was one of the scariest parts? Okay, like you said you have some ghost stories, right?
Yeah, I have a couple, yeah.
I want to hear some, bro. I really want to hear some, bro. What's one
we
of
the had, when I used to live in Freeland, there was a bar car called Road Eichers, and it was right off of Tippitawasi River. And for people who grew up around here know that they used to bootleg alcohol down the Tippitawasi River and use underground channels and bring it into like local bars off of the river. So I was dating a bartender at the time, and she's like, let's go. She had to go down to the basement for something. And then she goes, you got to stand here and hold this door open. And I was like, okay. And she didn't tell me anything. She says, you got to stand here and hold this door open. I was like, all right. So I just stood there and I forgot my phone. My phone was going off over at the bar. So I ran over real quick and grabbed my phone. And then when I looked over, the door was shut. Like, I didn't hear it shut. It was just shut. And I was like, oh shit. So I went over there and I opened it up and thinking nothing was going to happen, but the door was locked and she was stuck down there for a good 25 minutes.
What?
Yeah. Yep. And at the same bar, I was like a regular here because I used to go here like three, four times a day, or not a day, but a week. But it was like a Monday afternoon or something. I was unemployed, but it was Monday afternoon. And I went there and there was nobody in the bar. So I was just like, here, let me grab the remote to the back TV in the back room. And I grabbed the pitcher of beer in my glass and I went back there and I just turned on ESPN. And then probably about 20 minutes after, like, just watching ESPN, like, an apparition appeared, like, right at the end of the table. And it looked like he, like, cheered me. And then he, like, disappeared. And then I ran. I was like, fuck it, I'm out. And I ran out, and the bartender just, like, looked at me. She goes, you met Leo. And I was like, what? You guys knew about this the entire time? They even named the motherfucker.
That, oh, what the fuck?
That's crazy. Yep.
So he looked at you, he said cheers and burned off.
Yeah, they used to say that he was like a bootlegger for like Al Capone back in the day. Because it was like a big hotel And it was, the hotel was like, it was like falling apart, like decaying and stuff. And no one was allowed in there. Like, sure. Like the floor from the, like the top floor was just falling through and everything like that. So there, no one was allowed in there. But yeah, that was built in like 1820s, something like that. And yeah, they used to bootleg alcohol through there.
Yeah.
Crazy shit.
No shit. That is
wild. Or 1920s. Oh, yeah. 1820s is too late. 1920s probably.
Yeah, 1920s. That's around the, that's the time that they were bootlegging.
Yeah.
The Prohibition era.
Yep. Yep. You go down in the basement, you can see the tunnel too. It's like caved in and everything too, but the door's still there. Like you can open up the door and you can crawl in for about 4 or 5 feet and then it's just caved in.
No.
Yeah. No. See, no, not even that. I'm the most adventurous one here, apparently.
No, 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 man. You know what, man? Look, look. You know, y'all have a lot of Mexicans up there in Michigan?
A lot of what?
Mexicans?
A few, yeah.
You know a lot about you, like the Hispanic culture, man. We're real big into spiritual shit.
Yeah.
Real big into ghosts. We're real big into things like this. So, like, me growing up, it was always kind of like, my stay away from it. You know what I'm saying?
Keep that shit away from me.
Yeah, as I stay away from it, man, because, like, there's people that read cards here and all sorts of crazy shit, dude.
Like tarot readings? Have you seen a tarot reading?
Hey, man, that shit is real.
That shit is real.
Okay. I'm telling you right now. I've been having my cards pulled for about a year, bro.
Yeah.
No shit.
On the real. And everything that y'all know, all my...
Uh-huh.
I knew about it. Like, on God.
It was all going to happen.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Jerry. Hey, Jerry. Tell us about this.
No, I mean, you know, just the cards were pulled and... Yeah. Have been being pulled and certain things were said 6 months ago, you know, like, you know, they still pull six cards.
Right.
And they're kind of vague, but you kind of got to apply it to what you got going on. Uh-huh. And, you know, it was saying like, you're going to be in a different place in 6 months. 6 months ago, I wasn't signed with Droopy. You're going to have meet a bunch of new people. You know what I mean? You may have to let go of some things, i.e. dead weight, to get where you're going.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? At that time, I didn't know what that is, but y'all know what that is now.
Yep. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I wasn't looking at it like that back then, though.
That's wild, man.
Yeah.
Hey, so what made you think, okay, like, hey, I want to get my cards read? Well, put that in your head, man.
Right.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. It was just, I've had a friend for about 10 years. I didn't even know she did it. You know what I'm saying? And we was just like, she posted something and I was like, you do readings? And shit, we've been popping off ever since, man. All the stuff that's happening with me, man, has been like, she pulled cards about it, man. I'm not saying like
spot on, or is it just like
pretty much, man, like literally pretty much, man, like for real. And then, you know, since my whole little situation popped off, I've had my cards pulled since.
Right.
And it was saying like, this is what, like, stuff was going to have to shake around you to go where you was going to have to go.
Yeah.
Now, isn't that like meddling in like some type of, I don't know, universe that you're not supposed to be in type of thing?
That's what I feel like. I feel like I'm supposed to be doing that shit, man. I think
I don't really.
I feel like this is kind of like the Ouija board type thing. Like, you know, it's fun until it scares the living shit out of you.
I mean, do you believe that that certain people are more in tune with the universe than others?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Okay,
yeah.
So those people are the people that do these cards. You know what I'm saying? Right. So all they're really doing is, you know how, like, you get around certain people and you feel their energy? That's real.
Right.
Yes, that is real.
Okay, so they're going off your energy, like, how you feel, like, you know what I'm saying? If you're happy, if you're sad, like, you're excited, like, they can, all that is being felt and, like, put into the cards, so to speak, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I still believe in G-O-D. Don't get me twisted.
Right.
You know, but I'm very spiritual, man. Like, I believe there's other stuff other than what we've been taught about and stuff. And I believe we weren't taught about certain things for
a reason.
For a reason.
Yes.
And not necessarily because it was bad, because it would have helped.
Yeah.
You know,
I feel the same way about a lot of stuff too, man. I do feel the same way about a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I encourage everybody to go get it done once and see if anything has come out of it. Like, just see how spot on it is. Because I wouldn't have kept doing it if the shit wasn't right.
Let me ask you this. Okay, since you've been getting your readings and stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. And you're going, so after you get your readings, how do you look at the world? Do you look at the world and you're like, okay, well, that's a sign right there, and that's a sign right there? Or do you just like?
I mean, I just keep doing what I'm doing.
Oh, okay.
I just kind of like take it as like, because you got Music Day, you got the podcast. We've mm-hmm. all been like where we think we hit a block or a wall. Yeah.
Of course.
And we're like, fuck, should I, like, am I doing what I need to be doing? Is this shit going to work? Blase, blah. And a lot of them times is when I would go. And, I kept getting like certain cards, like, you're on the right path, keep growing, definition, but like keep focused, keep working. This stuff is going to pay off in the end. And, I'm way further than I ever thought I'd be in 2 years of podcasting. This is being honest with you. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, hey, y'all motherfuckers are doing your best shit, dog. So,
hey, you try it.
The stuff kept happening, so I kept going back.
Yep.
That's what it was. I was like, that motherfucker was right. She was dead on about all of this, bro. Dead on. I remember when she was like, I don't even want to tell you this.
You might as well. You're talking about it.
No, I'm saying that's what she said to me.
That's what she said to him, yeah.
That's what she said to me.
Oh,
yeah, about my situation. She's like, I don't even want to like tell you this. And I was like, fucking tell me. Because you already, it ain't like, it's just almost like a confirmation of what you're already feeling.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We all got intuition. So sometimes the cards is just like, hey, that little tingle you was feeling, motherfucker, follow that. Whether that's music, podcasting, to stay away from this person, stay away, you know what I'm saying? This person's good. I need whatever it is.
Oh, shit. Dude, that's crazy, man.
Get it done.
Yeah. It's like get positive energy. A little energy. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
I just look at it like it.
All right, yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Now I kind of want to go get it read. Just because
Jerry said do it. Why not? It ain't going to hurt nothing.
Jerry said do it.
Does she light candles for you and shit like that?
It just depends. Like, she'll, like, I'll hit her, you got a reading, what time, and we'll set up a time. And, you know what I mean? Usually she'll do it before she hits me. You know what I'm saying? I'll get pictures, she'll send me what it is, and I'll read them all, and then we'll talk.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? But everybody gonna be different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would just hate to get like pulled that death card. Does the death card actually mean death? Like, is it over? Like, you pull that death card, you're like, fuck, man.
I ain't never had nothing like that been pulled, man. Be honest with you, I ain't never had no
sitting death there card. like at a poker table. Come on,
you remember Precious Hall though, right? The comedian. Precious and Camara, all these hoes, shout out to them. Mm-hmm. You know, Precious, at the end of the episode, she reads the cards for people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for each guest. She does that stuff, man. I mean, I hate to use the word. It's gotten such a bad rap. Witchology is, like, really popular right now.
Right.
Yeah, it is.
There's a big place in Arlington, man, the Witchology spotlight, where you get crystals, just books about stuff, you know what I mean? Because, witches only...
Now that's like dad women.
Giving a bad name because like the Salem witch trials,
right? Which that was all bullshit anyway.
Exactly.
Like, let's see if this girl sinks, and if she sinks, she's human.
There she is.
Oh, whoops!
Man, right?
Fuck.
Hey, Droopy. So weren't like the healers like looked at sometimes as like the witches of the tribes and shit?
Yes.
There you go. So you got good and you got bad witches. Like, you got good doctors, you got bad doctors.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just don't think. I think if you open yourself up to shit like that, man, there's a lot of shit that's gonna come with it, man. You see, like me, like I don't believe people like when they talk about ghosts. I don't believe they're like people that died, man. I believe there's like they're like demons, man.
It's both, really. I think.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think if there's a ghost around, it's because it's a demon or something, dog. You know, it has to be something. I don't think it's the person dead. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know, man. I just feel that way about it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but I can see it both ways because I've seen ghosts that didn't bother me at all. Like I said, the guy cheered me. And then that was the last time I ever seen him. And I've seen, like, with that door slamming, that wasn't supposed to happen. And that was scared the living shit out of me. I was like, this door is locked now. I don't know how to unlock it. Like, she's got the keys down there. How in the hell am I going to unlock this?
Yeah.
And it just popped open.
Hey, since we are talking paranormal, man, I got a quick story. I know a dude who knows a guy, because I don't want to put his business out there like this. But real talk, like, he really, like, it's not even funny or nothing. He told me, he was like, bro, I have, like, a fucking, like, he was talking about demon shit. Uh-huh. He's like, I have something that, like, follows me around and, like, agitates me and, like, pokes at me and, like, he's been diagnosed and everything.
Believe in that shit right there.
Like, real talk, man. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's a good side and it's a bad side, man. But I believe him, bro. Like, I 100% believe him. Like, this is somebody very close.
Yeah.
Very, very close. And I've seen, like, I know someone that has literally seen that happen to him multiple times. Jeez. Like, they're like, and you look like a motherfucker fighting with the air or some shit. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, they seen it. So, I mean, it's wild,
like,
though, bro.
Does it, like, grab a hold of him?
Yeah, just like.
Is that out of nowhere?
Yeah, just like, kind of. Yeah, whatever. Whatever at that time, it might just be a poke or like a.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh, that's crazy, man.
I swear, bro. I swear to you. I swear.
I've heard of a close friend. Yeah, I've heard of like demons that latch in on people too.
Mm-hmm.
That's what kind of keeps me away from doing like stuff like that. And like, what if I bring one home? Like, that's my wife. That's my kid. What the hell?
Bring one home, and then on top of that, you're like asleep, man, and then things is fucking with you, man.
Just right, exactly.
I think that's more like voodoo.
Yeah.
I think it's more like long lines of voodoo. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get into like the sacrificing of the goats. You know Gunplay?
Yes.
Droopy?
Yes, yes.
The rapper?
Yes.
I watched an interview with him a couple weeks ago, man. He said he was talking about how he did voodoo to beat that murder charge he had. You remember?
What?
Yeah, he told the whole story. I'm going to send you the link. He told the whole story, bro. He said he went down there. You know, Florida is real down there.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
It's real down there with them Haitians and stuff.
Yeah.
And he said the whole goat thing and the chicken, and it's a little 4-minute video clip, man, but he talks about it word for word. He's like, that's how he beat it.
Dude, wow.
Crazy, dude.
Like, he sacrificed a goat and a chicken and got away with murder.
You know, there's probably a little bit more to it than now. I'm giving you the short version, but
yeah,
some sacrifices of some animals was definitely in there for sure. He said that. Yeah. I can't remember if it was goat or chicken or both, but it was. Like that Haitian shit, man. Like,
yeah, that shit's real, dude.
That shit is real, bro. I'm telling you, man. Like, I think that's kind of like where you could bring home some shit. But like readings,
yeah.
Nah, I don't know.
No.
Yeah, that's like dipping your toes in the water, right?
Right. So yeah, let's see what happens here.
When blood is involved, hey, man. You know, I can't watch no more. Brother.
Like, I'm gonna need to cut your hand now. I'm like, what? No. No.
I'm locking your hair, and I need this, and I fuck that.
Right. Exactly. Now, on to aliens. Do you guys believe it? You guys know UFOs?
Oh,
UFOs?
Dude, I love aliens.
Have you seen them? They're real.
They're real. Yes, they are. They are real, man. Have you been keeping up with what's going on with them, right? Dude, the government has been openly talking about these things, dude, for the past month or two, bro.
Mm-hmm. Space Force.
Yes, Space Force. They've been talking about it for the past 2 months already. Openly coming up about talking about UFOs and everything, man. I've been seeing it all over the place, man. I'll shoot you a link, actually, man.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, he's not lying, man. They've been talking about, like, aliens. Like, flat out, like, yeah, we know that we've made contact and blah, blah, blah. Like, they're just casually saying it now, bro. Like, yeah.
Where are you guys seeing this? Because I have not seen anything. I don't watch
the news. I'm being dead serious.
Just on the news?
Man, dude, this is on the news,
they
man.
Are just what? Like, it ain't nothing, man. Like, they on went the to, news. Like, and no Europe or something.
No one even cares no more, man. No one's talking to these people.
We knew it.
Openly talking about UFOs, man. These people are openly talking about UFOs.
Yeah.
I've never seen a UFO. Has any of you guys ever seen a UFO? Like, in person?
I saw one in Dallas, man.
Really?
Yes, me, my wife, and her. And one of our friends, man, Shauna, man, we're right there in Oak Cliff, actually, man, tell you the truth.
Oh, yeah?
We're at a stoplight, man, and then we just see a light, man. It just real smooth. It's like, it was like this long, dude. It went like that, and it fucking disappeared.
Yeah.
And we're like, man, what the fuck? Like, I'm talking like, dude, hey, it was crazy, man. It was like, that. I'm convinced it was a UFO, man, because it was too low for a plane, man. I saw like the stoplight was right here, and mm-hmm. then it was like about 50 feet above that.
Holy shit!
Yeah,
it was low, man. Yeah,
I believe. I've seen a lot of videos of like stuff in Dallas, man. This one page I follow, you know, shout out to them, DallasTexasTV.com. They be showing a lot. They show a lot, bro. Like I saw a couple. Like people sending in their sightings and stuff in mm-hmm. Dallas and stuff, man. I've seen enough, man. I know it. I know they're out there. They got videos from like the 50s where they're doing autopsies on these motherfuckers.
Yeah,
in black and white.
Yeah,
the 50s.
But I don't think they're fake, man. Yeah.
No, that ain't fake. That's not fake.
You'd have to be pretty naive to think that it's just us. Like it's really really big out there.
And yeah. we're really, really,
really,
small.
Really big. Yeah.
Yeah, the universe is too big, man. There's just too much shit out there, man. Yeah. Have you seen a UFO before?
Have I?
Yeah.
I've never seen one, no.
Hey, Dan, I'm going to send you a link for this thing, man. They're talking about, because Droopy made me think of it, they're talking about reptile people and
reptilians.
Reptilians. And like, just basically species from other dimensions. That's what they're talking a lot about too, man. Like
the dimension thing, man,
which I knew that was real. Like I know there's other dimensions. I think that's what might happen to you when you pass, bro. Right.
Yeah, you go to another dimension.
You go to another dimension and you right here in this motherfucker, we use less than 10% of our brain, bro. We don't know what we're not seeing.
Exactly.
It could be a ghost boxing match going on in my living room right now. Wouldn't know shit.
Wouldn't know nothing.
I can't even get nothing off the door feet.
Right? Yeah. Oh, shit. That's funny, man.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be kind of crazy. Like, it would have to be something like, because I don't know. If you're just dead, you're dead. I don't believe in that.
I don't believe that either.
You can't. I mean, you don't remember what happens. Like, it's kind of like, I know one person told me, do you remember what it was like before you were alive? And I was like, no. And he goes, that's what death is. That's exactly what death is. Like, so there's like nothing? Like, it's got to be something.
Yeah, I just refuse to believe that it's over like that.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right. I mean, but they've already kind of like scientifically proven, haven't they, that there's souls? We have a soul?
Like, it weighs like a 0.8 ounces or something like that?
Whatever. So, that is us, really. Like, this is just a package, and we're really our soul. So that soul got to go somewhere.
Right. It's an energy, like electricity. Because you have electricity flowing through your body. That's what makes your brain work, is little electrodes. And like energy just doesn't die. It gets transferred. It goes somewhere else. So the energy that's within you, it has to go somewhere. But where?
Exactly. Where?
Another dimension.
But where?
Another dimension.
Right? It's a little multiverse. I think it's... Like Neil deGrasse Tyson is like my hero. I watch this guy all the time.
Yeah, that multiverse shit is real, man.
Yeah, he's talking about like the whole multiverse and stuff. And I was like, well, what if this happens? What if we die and you go straight to the next multiverse and you keep living on your life, but you're in an alternate reality? So back when your past reality, everyone's mourning your death and everything, and they're going out life without you, but yet you're somewhere else. Living your life with those people, still you're still living on
alternate versions of ourselves,
right? And it just keeps looping. You just keep looping back and forth.
Like the Droopy from like 400 years ago might have been like a warrior chief.
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
like you see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I know exactly.
And what the Droopy 500 years from now might be like a fucking international space governor or some shit.
Yeah, some crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Like
something crazy.
Yeah, like you just like keep.
Like past lives?
I don't know, man. I heard something where like...
That's like reincarnation, right?
Yeah, it's along the lines of that. It's like when you... Like our souls picked.
Yes, I read a book on that, actually.
Our souls picked are each the life that we're in right now. And every time we die, our souls pick a different one.
This repick?
Yeah. Yeah, our soul... But like, you know what's going to happen. Like your soul knows exactly what's going to happen to you in the lifetime you're picking. And that's the one it picks.
Yeah, you're like, okay, you're like, yeah, I'm gonna go through this right here. I'm gonna go through this simulation. You gave simulation, hey, dude.
Right.
The simulation shit.
This is a theory that's been coming
fucking
up.
Matrix.
I believe it.
Simulation theory. This is real shit, dude. This is real. Elon Musk talked about it. I've been watching a bunch of videos about it and shit like that. But yeah, the simulation thing, man.
What was he saying?
That is that more than likely that we're in a simulation.
Oh, I knew it.
This is just a big Sims game.
Yeah, big
like the Matrix, bro. Right.
Yeah.
Hey, man, this is my theory. If it's in a movie and they make a movie about it, it happened like 10, 15 years ago. Anything they're making movies about, like we've had the technology to do 10, 15 years ago, or they saw about it, they knew about it 10, 15 years ago type shit. It ain't nothing new to them. By the time Hollywood get a hold of it.
Yeah, it's a wrap. Huh.
Yeah, they already knew. They've been knowing.
Yeah, but that simulation thing, that goes with that goes with your soul, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Just get pod or whatever.
How you can pick you pick out your the life that you want to live. You pick out the who your parents are gonna be. Everything, man.
Like the good and the bad. You see it all, and that's the one you
see the whole thing, and you're like, okay, yeah, I want to live that life right there.
Yeah,
right. And then you plug into it, dude.
Like, let's go see what this is about.
Yeah,
and then it's over with, and you're like, oh, let's see what this is about. Life sucked. Let's go back to this one.
Me and Droopy might have been like white in like four or five past lifetimes when we got bored and was like, let me try this color thing, see what happens. They didn't know it wasn't no reset button, though. We got to finish this motherfucker. Right. Now we got to ride this bitch.
Hey, this one time I was actually talking about this to this one dude, right? And he was like, man, he's a man. He's like, you know, I believe in this, bro. I believe in that. He's a man. I believe in my. He's a black dude. So he said that he believed in his life that in his past life that he was a racist white dude, man. And he's had dreams about it.
That's crazy.
He's a man. In my past life, I was a racist white man, and I was always talking shit to black people and this and that. I even did some foul shit. And in this life right here, I'm suffering for shit right here. I'm black now. I was like, that's crazy, dude.
You were such a dick. They were like, we're gonna make you the person you exactly hate.
Yeah. I mean, but he probably was living, like you said, he probably was living like a shitty life. So there's gotta be some type of punishment for like all the bad karma you do.
Yes.
Right.
And there's gotta be some good karma.
Other shit, dog, with the reincarnation.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, you wanna be a dick? Bet. I got a murderer that gets killed at 5 right here for your ass, right here.
Yeah,
it gets ran over by a bulldozer. Here you go, right here, buddy.
That's you.
That's crazy. Yeah,
speaking of creepy stuff, there is a billionaire out there that kind of looks like Michael Jackson. I just kind of wanted to talk about this. I know you guys know of him. I can't think of his name though. I don't have a picture of him either. But he looks like he is like some plastic surgery like a motherfucker, and he's like a billionaire, and people are trying to say that he's Michael Jackson with a bunch of plastic surgery, which I could believe.
Who is it?
I can believe. Google this when you guys are done. When we're done with the show, go Google this.
I'm gonna look that up.
It looks kind of creepy. I wouldn't want to be in a room with this guy.
If anybody got enough money and resources to disappear, it's Mike. Right.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't really disappear. He's like in the public eye too. Like, he's been seen at parties. He's like wealthy billionaire. He's got a bunch of fucking money. He talks and he looks like Michael Jackson with a bunch of plastic surgery.
Are you serious?
I gotta hear the voice though. I gotta hear the voice. Swear on it. Yeah. I need to hear the voice.
There was another thing though. There was like a live news feed when Michael Jackson died, and there was a video. There was like a video feed on the news where you saw an apparition walk across the hallway.
I saw that.
Yeah, did you ever see that? Have you seen that?
I remember seeing it. I don't know, man.
It was on live TV.
Mike might have just got tired of the bullshit. I'm being serious. Maybe. Like, he was too fucking popular, bro. Like,
right.
And he was just like, fuck it, I'm finna go disappear, live underground or some shit.
He could have done that, he could have done that.
Yeah. I mean, he was already getting a face off.
Face off. Exactly. It can be done. I mean, that movie came out in what, 96?
What did I tell you?
So about in 92?
I'm telling you,
they're already replacing Hollywood faces.
Hollywood is making a movie, man. They can really do it in real life. That's all I'm telling you. Anything you see in a movie is real. They've seen something like that out there.
Yes.
They did have those voice changing machines though. You could easily get one of those installed into your voice box and change your voice. So they do have those now too.
I gotta check this out. I'm intrigued by this now.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm dead serious. Go look it up. If you guys are watching right now, like, Google him. I don't know his name. I just know his face because I seen it once. And I'm like, that's fucking Michael Jackson. I swear to fucking Christ, that's Michael Jackson.
You know they say Mike died at home. So,
and yeah. His doctor was the only one there. So
that's what I'm saying.
They have a video of someone stepping out of the ambulance, man, whenever they went.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I seen a car. It was a car accident scene too, and a guy got T-boned by a car, and then you see him walking out of his car.
Bro,
yeah.
This is Michael Jackson, walk out. Man. That might have been a hologram of that man, or like a full flesh-like dummy body that he had made.
Something, like
Hollywood
man.
Style. And they put that in. I mean, this is Michael Jackson, bro. He could have done anything, bro. Anything. Right.
I would have doubted it.
I wouldn't doubt if
Biggie and Tupac are still alive. They're probably in Cuba somewhere, just chilling.
He probably went up to a dude and been like, hey, man, look, I'm going to give you $500 million to die. And the dude said, yeah.
Hey, man, you know, there's a man, have you ever heard of the Jurassic Five, man?
Yes.
No, I have not.
There's a theory, man, that there's a rap group called Jurassic Five, man.
Yeah. Oh, J5, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That they're actually a bunch of dead people. It's Biggie, Tupac, Eazy-E.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Fucking,
what?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Hey, you know what, though? Hey, I'm gonna shoot you some links, man. This is, hey, it's very, it looks real, man. It looks real. Okay, like they're saying Tupac's still alive right now, man. It's this dude named Akil the MC. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you look at Akil the MC, I don't know personally, man. I don't know if the dude's Pac or not like that, but there's a lot of similarities, man.
Right.
There's a lot of similarities between them, man. There's a lot of as far as mannerisms, as far as the way they talk, as far as the way they perform, you know, stuff that, you know, just normal is like,
hey, no autopsy report on Pac, y'all.
No,
there was no autopsy report.
No.
So like I said, yeah, it's interesting, man. It's an interesting thing, man. If you start looking into it, I'm going to shoot some links, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's hell yeah. That'd be cool.
I'm getting scared.
Yeah.
I got to go.
Yeah. Goosebumps yet, guys?
Yeah. I got goosebumps.
You always tell me to get scared to get goosebumps. Your eyes start watering.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit. Now I'm going to be creeped out the rest of the fucking night.
I got to go watch something funny.
Right.
That's fucking hilarious, man. Funny. But yeah, the Michael Jackson thing, that's crazy, bro. I've never
seen. Check that out. Like, he has some it's some weird name, too. Like, it's a really weird name. And the guy looks really weird. Yeah.
I got to check him out, man. That's sad, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Check him out. That's crazy. But anyways, thanks for chilling with me, guys. This was fun. Lots of fun.
Man.
Hell yeah.
TMP.
TMP. I'm the only one that shared stories, though, so that's okay, I guess.
I shared some stories?
Drew shared some stories? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't mess with ghosts, man.
You had a UFO story. I had the UFO story.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I had the card story. So we all had a little something to add.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Yeah, that's true. I'm high as fuck.
Yeah, me too, man.
That's what we do here. Get high as fuck and talk about shit.
Scottie Pippen, man. What was that shit that you're smoking? You're smoking a pipe, right?
Yeah, this is a Kush. This is from... Actually, here you go. Let's do a little ad here. This is from Platinum Vapes. Michigan. It's a sativa.
Yep. Mm. Shout out PV.
Shout out PV. I also got some of the live rosin. I had to crop some of that too.
I'll be trying some of that too.
Yeah. I'll be trying some of that stuff too. It's nice.
Hell yeah. I was smoking some Scottie Pippen, man. Anybody in Corpus Christi, man, y'all need some papes. Y'all need any kind of smoking supplies, man. Go hit a Smoke City right there on Airs, man, an airline. You know what I'm saying? And since it's hot down here, man, y'all go hit a Candy Andy's, man, over there. It's right next door to the Smoke City. Right next door to Smoke City, man.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for chilling. Thanks for hanging out. Do you guys want to do a little segue? You want to say goodbye? They already know where to find you, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, man. Drooping Marines, man, on everything, man, on Instagram, Facebook. Hit up my Facebook, man. That's mainly where I'm at all the time, man. You know what I'm saying? Right. But yeah, fuck with me, man. TNP, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, dude, I had fun, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we have to do this again.
Hey, man, you know what it is. Jaren Blaze, Cloud Chronicles Podcast, part of TNP family now, man. Be on the lookout for big things. Check me and Dan out on Bet That Sports Podcast every week. We doing big things. You know what I'm saying? Bye-da-da.
Oh, I got some sports questions I want to ask y'all, man, but I'll let y'all about that.
Yeah, hell you need to just get on an episode with us.
All right, why not?
Yeah, man. Appreciate all the love and support, man. Cloud Chronicles, man. Get you some merch. TMP, get you some merch.
Hell yeah.
Deal, get you some merch, man.
You know hell yeah. Deal show, get you some merch. All right, guys. Thanks for coming on. Yeah, there we go. A little spookiness. Declare out your night. There you go. Yeah, your night or morning, whatever you're watching. But yeah, I got goosebumps. I got chills. I'm going to be afraid to go to sleep tonight. Who knows? Who knows where we go? But if I can't go to sleep, I just might as well stay up all day and use some Dubby. There we go. Another affiliate, Dubby.gg. Go to www.dubby.gg and use promo code the DL Show. Dubby was formulated to give you focus and energy with no jitters or crash. No calories, no sugar, no fillers, no artificial colors. It's very, very good. Stop drinking those high sugar energy drinks. Got some W right here. It's pretty good. It's not bad. They got a little sample pack. It was nice. Thanks for sending that out, guys. And, of course, if you're out there searching the web, go to thedlshowmerch.com. Copy some shirts. We got new shirts coming out. And use DL Show as a promo code, and you'll get 20% off of here. And that would be it. Thanks, guys. Thanks for chilling with us. Have a great night. Peace.